Diana, you've changed hats now. You've put on this beautiful, caring houseminder's hat. There's a highly experienced houseminder for friends and for all sorts of dogs and veggie patches. What's something that you do when you go into a new home?
Tess, I think one thing I really like to do is almost have a photographic memory. Maybe you could even take photos, but I like to go in and have a memory of how everything is arranged in the house, but particularly in the kitchen, so that if someone comes back to their home, they find things just as they left them. There's something comforting about coming home from a trip and your kitchen is, you know, everything's still at your fingertips rather than searching for things. So I try and tune into what style of homeowner they are, how do they leave their house, what, you know, objects are around, and just keep that sense of sameness and order that I found when I came to the home.
So you don't go and reorganise because you think your way is better?
No. Recently we were looking after a little doggy and they had the little doggy's food bowl, water bowl, sleeping mat, everything bang in the middle of the kitchen, like right up against the cupboards, which was totally in your way. I kept treading in it. And I couldn't bear the thought of like all this food right where I was preparing our food. So I did move everything out. The doggy, of course, got used to it. But when they came home, I made sure that it was back in exactly the same spot.
And the dog coped.
The dog coped.
You're also a pantry whisperer. You can tell when someone wants you to touch their stuff or not.
Yes, I think it's really good to tune into how people like their kitchens. There's something about the kitchen. So, for example, some houses, you can tell there's not a huge system or orderliness to the pantry. Others, everything is extremely ordered and neat. And recently, one house that we looked after, the woman had basically put all of her things in one row and then she had left an entire shelf empty. And to me, that was the signal, and I hadn't been able to speak to her before we moved in, but it was a non-verbal signal that said, this is your space and that stuff over there is my space. So we had that shelf and I brought in all of our basics and our necessities.
Is there a standard thing that applies as far as using your host's food if you haven't had that conversation? Because I know I've said to various houseminders, oh, help yourself. And I've had everything from not the slightest thing touched to very, very little left, especially all the good stuff, which I can't imagine how anyone could go through in a short period of time. But somehow you always seem to have Vegemite and the No Names tomato sauce appear as an exchange. Is there a standard? Is there a norm?
No, again, I think it's about tuning into who the homeowner is. I would say it's pretty de rigueur that you could use salt, pepper, condiments, that sort of thing. I still, having said that, I really like to take our things with us, because I try to minimise the use of their resources when I'm house-sitting. Of course, if you're moving to the other side of the country, it's not practical. But since for us, a lot of the time the home is just down the road, I always end up packing a couple of boxes with my olive oil and my kind of salt and my pepper shaker. You know, like all of those things come with me. This is going to sound so anal. I take our own toilet paper with us so that we use our recycled toilet paper and not their toilet paper. I take things like our tea towels, our bathroom hand towels, our bath towels, our sheets. And one of the reasons that I do that is that when the person comes home from their holiday, they can move right back in and their clean sheets and linens are all there, either on the beds or ready to go. And they don't have a load of washing to do. So if I've got my own stuff, I just whisk it into the car, leave their stuff on the bed. The other thing about sort of what do you leave, like what's in the kitchen, I always try and make sure that, for example, if we got there and they are obviously milk drinkers and tea drinkers or whatever, those things are fully stocked when we leave. So there's milk, fresh milk in the fridge. I think it's a nice idea that, particularly if someone comes back from an overseas trip, that there are really the staples stocked in the cupboard so they don't have to run out immediately to do shopping.
As a houseminder myself, I like to leave some makings of a really simple meal. Obviously, that can be really difficult with all the special diets and everything else, but maybe something like a homemade pesto sauce or a bought pesto sauce if you're not making it, a packet of pasta. Someone can improvise a meal if they want to. Yeah. If they don't want to, they can freeze it.
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, maybe a fresh loaf of bread. And if you've used butter or if you've used perishables that were in the fridge, I usually like to replace those so that they're there for them when they come home.
And of course, with perishables, if there are fresh veggies in the fridge when you come in as a houseminder, those things, your host is not actually looking for them. Even if it's only a week down the track, they're probably quite happy for you to eat them or throw them.
I think they're very happy. No one wants to come home to a carrot with grey mould all over it.
And also, as the host, it's nice to leave a few things to greet the person who comes in if you can manage it.
Yes, I think so too. Although probably for a house sitter, I might leave less than, for example, for the rentals that come in, partly because I don't necessarily know what my house sitter eats or drinks. They may be lactose intolerant or gluten-free, or, you know, it's hard to know sometimes. But for the rentals, I usually put quite a well-stocked pantry in. Again, I use the locked-up cupboard. I mean, all of our wine stock, for example, would go in the cupboard. I've even, from time to time, hidden fabulous French salt or, you know that I know that I don't want used up, that I really cherish. I put them away.
Still on consumables, because a lot of people will not have the time or have the organisation to put everything away. I suppose look before you eat. It might be a bit of good advice, like, to see whether something does look easily replaceable.
It's a good rule of thumb, yes. If I see things in somebody's pantry and they look to me like very unusual items, very gourmet items, if it's not something that I can replace, then I wouldn't use it up. I like to leave those there. And then things that I can replace, so for example, if it's just a bottle of fairly ordinary olive oil, I'd probably use it and then replace it. If you are a house sitter and you've just used the last of their olive oil, then by all means, I would say buy another bottle.
And leaving a spoonful doesn't count as not using it up.
No. And things like, you know, the jar of Vegemite and leaving, you know, traces of butter on the top, I would buy a new jar of Vegemite.
Well, if you're staying at my place, take it with you, because it's just not going to get eaten by the Italo-French household. You've done your best, you've looked after the place beautifully, but as we know, accidents happen and you've broken something. What do you do?
Okay, if it's something that is easily replaceable, I would just instantly replace it. So, you know, if it's a fairly ordinary glass or mug or whatever. Having said that, sometimes I will literally hold onto the object. When the homeowner comes back, I will say to them, this is what broke. Of course, apologise profusely. How would you like it replaced? Do you want the same item? Do you want me to replace it with something different? And just talk to them about it.
Because you've actually had history with family who've probably thinking they were giving you something even better, have actually replaced quite expensive household equipment with something that you really wasn't what you wanted to use.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, tuning into what sort of a home and what appliances does that person have. I mean, I have a pretty small eco-friendly washing machine, and for me to get something twice the size and not very eco-friendly just doesn't suit my lifestyle. So you've got to be sensitive to who that person is and what they have in their homes. On the other foot, I would say that if you are leaving your house for a house sitter, your appliances should be in good condition. So I've had an experience where I've looked after someone's house where obviously the toaster, because the little knob was almost falling off, it was obvious it was on its way out. And then when it does break, it's very difficult because you're left without a toaster. You don't really want to replace it until they come home. So as a house owner, try to leave things that are in sturdy, good condition.
And if you really can't, then at least leave, spell out, this thing has an issue and this is what you do if something goes wrong.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And, you know, the contingency plan, what's the backup plan?
I don't think there's going to be a contingency plan needed. I'm just knocking on my head there, knocking on wood, because we should never say there's not going to be an issue. But hopefully, having listened to Diana, you just won't have anything ever go wrong. It will be a lovely, wonderful experience. And as a general bit of advice?
I would say as a house sitter, I think the best advice is to really raise the bar somewhat. Like, I try and leave the house in better condition than I found it. And that doesn't mean rearranging things or scouring things that don't need to be scoured. I'm talking about taking note of the level of cleanliness and trying to go even one further. You know, if it's absolutely spotless, then do something extra, you know, wash the windows or, you know, just add a little some extra touch in so that you've taken the time and effort and the house owner knows that you've tried to do really your best. I think if you view it as someone's either doing you a favour, you're doing them a favour, whatever, just be considerate. Just remember who you're interacting with. You're not just walking into some motel unit, you're walking into a home. Think about the level of energy exchange. So, you know, what are your duties? How much energy are you putting in? And the same for the homeowner. What are you asking of that person as a house sitter? What do they need in order to feel comfortable or to feel compensated for doing their job? Is it an even and fair exchange?
And if it isn't, just leave the door open, leave the gas on and run off to the... No!